welcome you, Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for March 9, 2021. It's 10:38 a.m. and we'll call this meeting to order. Which is conduct the regular business of the Commissioners Court. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Alford, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Pierce. If you feel like standing, it's yours.
If you don't mind, would you please bow your heads? Lord, we come before you one more time, asking that you give a divine wisdom to each and every member of this court, but not just this court, every elected official in Jefferson County. We ask that you continue to put your loving arms around the families of our workers in Jefferson County, not just them. We ask that you put your loving arms around those military men and women that are protecting our country. This we ask in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me in the pledge to our great nation.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we're going to begin our agenda today a little bit out of order. First item that we'll take into consideration will be under criminal district court. Item A is to consider and possibly approve a resolution recognizing Mary Elizabeth Godina for 18 years and 5 months of dedicated service as a valuable employee of Jefferson County and wishing her the very best in her retirement. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford. Seconded by Commissioner Pierce. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And so, Mary, if you'd like to come up and whoever you wish to come up with you.
Did you hear her say,
She voted for herself.
You stand at the lectern right now, and then after we read this, then we'll... So I've got a resolution that reads, whereas Mary Elizabeth Godina has devoted 18 years and 5 months of her life serving the people of Jefferson County with pride and professionalism, whereas she has dedicated her talents and services as a court coordinator for the Jefferson County Criminal Courts, and whereas Mary has placed her services as a court coordinator responsible for arraignment each day at the county jail and the indigent defender program for Jefferson County, and through hard work and commitment to excellence, she has earned the respect of her colleagues and the citizens of Jefferson County, and having made a significant contribution to Jefferson County, she is recognized for her unselfish devotion to the common good and welfare of the citizens of Jefferson County and will be fondly missed by her friends and co-workers as she devotes her full time to her family. Stand this day by the members of the Commissioner's Court on March 9th, and we will get that framed for you. But congratulations. We'll also provide you later with a certificate that's been signed by every member of the court, but this is a flag that's been flown over the Jefferson County Courthouse, and we wish you the very best and many years of happy retirement.
Thank you.
And I want to give you the opportunity to speak and to introduce who you have with you, Mary.
I just want to take this time to thank everybody for the opportunity to work here. I've made a lot of good friends. I appreciate everybody. And I'll miss everybody that I work with.
Who do you have with you today?
I have my husband, Ernie, and my daughter, Bridget.
Good morning. Do either one of the judges or your co-workers wish to speak? Judge Stevens?
Thank you. And Mary, we're going to miss you. And her jobs have been so important with the Indigent Defender Program and being probably one of the first people to get up and go to work every morning as she's at the jail at 7 o'clock each day on those arraignments. And we run that through with our sheriff's great cooperation, just like an assembly line, so that those people who are in custody are treated like human beings and have all their rights to expedient justice. And she is the key person for them. She's also a wonderful family person. And she lost much of her home during a recent hurricane, and she never lost a beat at work, in spite of the fact that I think they're still working on the house from the hurricane damage out in Bevel Oaks. So thank you very much, commissioners for recognizing such a wonderful person who we will miss, we have come to love and cherish, and is a great servant for Jefferson County. Thank you.
Stephen said y'all wanted to come up here and get a picture. If I could get Commissioner Senegal and Commissioner Bush to come up.
And I don't want to be remiss without noting Judge West and our staff are here fully supportive of Mary and her future plans, although we'd rather have her continue to work with us.
Judge, you want to do it? Can you come up?
Yeah, they can come up here in front. We'll stand behind them up here. What we're all going to look like in our photograph for 2020. $1,846.56. to the Texas Department of Criminal Justice for March insurance reimbursements. Item D is considered approved electronic disbursement for $802,507.66 to LaSalle for revenue received from entities for inmate housing. Item E is considered approved interlocal agreement with Drainage District Number 6 for repairs and improved drainage structures at the Pignut Gully Bridge in Precinct 4. And item F is regular county bills check numbers 480219 through 480489. Do I have a motion on those items under auditor?
So
moved by Commissioner Arnold.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Sinegal. Any discussion?
I just want to say I want to thank Commissioner Arnold for helping on that E. A lot of the farmers in Precinct 1 use that bridge to get their farm equipment south. And I know engineering and commercial have been working on that. I appreciate you.
Yeah, that's one of those things that went through Harvey. And we just received the money on that. And I want to thank, we have a couple of board members from Drainage District Number 6 here. We appreciate working with you guys.
All right, any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Commissioners, item A, consider and possibly approve authorizing the county judge to extend the declaration of open capacity date 3/13/2020 pursuant to Section 418.108B of the Texas Government Code. Item B is consider and possibly approve a resolution renewing extended disaster declaration for Hurricane Delta. Item C is to approve extending the disaster declaration for Hurricane Laura. Item D is consider approving extending the disaster declaration for Winter Storm. Item E is received file certificate of completion for Commissioner Hugh Vernon Pierce from the B.G. Young Institute of County Government for 2021 newly elected County Justice and Commissioner. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Item F is consider possibly approved receiving file certificate of course completion to verify that Commissioner Darrell Bush has completed the course of training for the Texas Open Meetings Act pursuant to Government Code Section 551.005. Item G is consider and possibly approve the reappointment for Drainage District Number 6 directors for Joshua W. Allen Sr. and Charles Chuck Kreiker III by the county judge. Charles Chuck Guillory and Anthony Tony Malley appointed by Commissioner Alford, Bernie Dalio appointed by Commissioner Pierce. Item H is consider and possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute a CDBG contract amendment modification request for contract number 721824-0 for the sewer assistance program. Item I is consider and possibly approve a proclamation for child abuse awareness and prevention month. Item J and K will be tabled until next week. And item L is consider possibly approve receiving file of advice quote from Commissioner's Corporate Audio Visual Audio Visual System per PEG grant previously approved. Do I have a motion on those items under submission? Moved by Commissioner Pierce. Who's
second.
Second from Commissioner Alford. Discussion. And I just note we're tabling J and K that related to vexatious Public Information Act requests that were taking large amounts of our staff time so that we can review it and insert some language that will make sure that we have the opportunity as Commissioner's Court to waive the requirements in the event it's of public interest in the interest of public dissemination of information that's deemed necessary by the public and not meant to stop the public from getting information they need from the government, but to ameliorate the impacts that we have from serial requesters of information that's irrelevant nor ever used for any public purpose. So we'll have a further conversation on that next week and invite the members of the public to give us input to the extent they have it.
Don't they have to pay for X amount?
Over so much, yes. There are provisions for that, and there are provisions for waivers of those costs for matters of public interest, and that's what we'll consider during this coming week so that we can have a discussion on it next week and allow us to take into consideration the comments from the media about it.
Okay.
Any other discussion on any of those items of the commissioner? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. So I already had this on file. We've already covered that under engineering. Item A is consider possibly approve final plat of the COVID Taylor Landing Phase 3, Lot 1 to 32, Block 1. This is a 4.501 acre subdivision of 159.023 acre A Hodges Lee Abstract Number 31. It's in the City of Port Arthur ETJ, Taylor Landing ETJ. Plat has met all of the Jefferson County Engineering, City of Port Arthur, and City of Taylor Landing platting requirement. Item B is to execute receive and file permit 03P21 for renewal pipeline permit to Santana Interstate Pipeline LLC located in precincts 2 and 4. And item C is to execute receive and file permit 03U21 utility permit to Trinity Bay Conservation District construction of a 2-inch PVC sanitary force main located in precinct 3 on Shellhammer Road. Do I have a motion on those items under engineering?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Second.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Bush. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yes, have it. Under Sheriff of Department, we have two items. Item A is consider and approve U.S. Department of Justice, United States Marshal Service Modification Number 16 to the current Intergovernmental Agreement Number 78-01-0077. And item B is consider and possibly approve a resolution recognizing Patricia Davenport for 23 years and 8 months of dedicated service to the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office and the citizens of Jefferson County and wishing her well in her retirement. Do I have a motion on those items?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner
Second.
Second by Commissioner Stenthal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And that completes our regular discussion. Any member of the Commissioner's Court of Elected Official have anything they wish to bring to the attention of the public without our taking action?
Yeah, Judge, I have one. I want to, of course, send out a shout out to the Beaumont United Boys basketball team. They're going to state today. They're playing in semifinal. Those guys are 29-0, and we hope that they can bring back the hardware. And also to the girls, they were number 2 in the state. They lost this Saturday to the number 1 team in the state. So they went 27-1. Outstanding young people, good role models, and very young varsity boys team. They have 6 sophomores on the team, 1 freshman, 2 juniors, and 2 seniors. Outstanding team.
It is.
Okay, I know that the next Commissioner's Court is going to be March 23rd, 2021, because it's spring break. And handed a note. Now that time of public comment, so if you're online, you'll need to press *6 to unmute your line. Okay, hearing none, we will adjourn. And thank you all for being here today. We appreciate
Judge,
it.
Judge, real quick.
Oh, excuse me. Go right ahead.
I don't know if you want to explain or publicly make a statement.
Oh, yeah. I would note that tomorrow, March 10th, 2021, pursuant to the governor's order, the mask order that had previously been in existence for a number of months will be repealed, businesses will be opened up. A email will be going out today that the mask will still be required in the courthouse and other county buildings by employees and patrons. So we will continue this. The Commissioner's Court will reevaluate that decision at the end of March, probably around the 30th. And look at them current medical guidance, look at our experience on our vaccinations, our 14-day moving average of the spread of new infections, and make a decision as to how we're going to proceed at that point in time. So At present time, we'll continue to have our mask order at county buildings by employees and patrons. If there is someone who does not wish to abide by that, then we, almost all county services can be accessed either via the internet or the mail. So we'll try to make accommodations for that, but that is the current order with respect to county facilities. Anything further, Commissioner?
Jeff, Judge Jeff wants to take a picture of all of us and update that page so we can start.
So the commissioners will remain behind so that we can do a webcam. Okay. All right, nothing further, then we are adjourned. Thank you for being here.